This interview is with Carolyn Gadberry, a homemaker living at Hillsboro, North Dakota. Carolyn has lived in this area since the late 1930s. This interview was held at Morehead State University's recording studio on Friday, February 1st. The interviewer is Margaret Tabbitt, representing the Heritage Education Commission. As a child, Carolyn, where did you live?
Well, I was born in Northwood, North Dakota, so we lived for 3 years on a farm. And I don't remember many of those days, but then we moved to West Fargo, and I do remember living in West Fargo. And then when I started first grade, we were in Fargo and lived there until I was married.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother's life like, as you recall, in those early days?
Busy with four little kids. She didn't have a job outside the home, but she didn't have very many of the conveniences that we have today. Seemed to be always busy, always canning, always working.
Do you recall anything that she particularly yearned for in her early life?
I think a lake cottage. That was something whenever there was some old furniture left over or something, she said, well, this would be nice for a cottage someday. It never came.
Never came. Could you describe a typical day in your home as you remember it as a child?
Well, I guess in many ways it wasn't a lot different than it was when my kids were little. It was a hard time getting the family together for a meal in the evening because everybody was running in each direction. And although my parents were home an awful lot, evenings and everything, Mom was just always busy, and we were there for meals, and except for supper, as it is in this day and mm-hmm. age.
Mm-hmm. What do you think would surprise your mother if she could come back to visit now?
Well, my mother is still living
in
Fargo, so she has kept up on all the modern conveniences and the things that have gone on.
She has watched.
She's watched the kids grow up and watched us and watched
the changes.
The changes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Could you share what one day of your life was like as a homemaker when you were first married?
Well, when we were first married, Ron was still a student in college. He was in his senior year, and I was still going to school, and I was working full-time at the telephone company. So when I look back on it now, I wonder how we made it through the days, because going to school almost full-time and working full-time and trying to keep up an apartment and everything, too, it was busy.
How did you organize your time?
There wasn't much free time, and I think sometimes the more you have to do, the more you get done.
When your children were small, how did your homemaking responsibilities change?
Well, I wasn't working at all when the kids were small, so it was I was always kept busy. But my husband, being in coaching, I don't know if many people realize it, but if your husband's a coach, you've got a full-time job too.
I'm sure that's true.
Trying to keep up with him and trying to keep up with the activities. And a father doesn't have much time for the kids when they're in coaching.
His schedule determines a lot
right.
of your schedule,
yeah,
then, too, doesn't
right.
it?
You do what needs to be done and for both the kids and your husband.
Mm-hmm. Have your children all left home now?
No, I still have one at home. Karen is a ninth grader at Hillsboro High School. Mm-hmm. And I have two in college and two out of college.
As they've left, has there been a change in your homemaking?
Well, it has, because we've made a move from Morehead to Hillsboro, from the town life to country life, and Ron is still teaching, so I spend a lot of time on the road.
I see. What holidays were especially important to you?
Oh, I think maybe Christmas was always the biggest. Birthdays, too, but Christmas, with the decorating and the gifts and the programs in church and... Oh, the baking and everything that went with Christmas. It was a joyous and fun occasion.
Did the Chet family have an opportunity to share in some of these preparations?
Yes, they usually did, and we were really fortunate because my parents lived in Fargo and Ron's parents lived in Hillsboro, so we were able to celebrate every Christmas with both parents, and I think that there aren't many that have that opportunity.
What were some special activities that you might have done at Christmas time in this celebration? That were particularly family traditions?
Well, we always had an Advent wreath with the Advent candles, and I guess from the time the kids were little, we usually had the devotions in the evening with singing their Christmas carols that they were supposed to have for the program, and that was always, I felt a real close time.
Did you open Christmas gifts?
We opened Christmas gifts on Christmas Eve for my side of the family, Christmas morning for Ron, so we got two Christmases in every year.
That was especially enjoyable, I'm sure. How were money management decisions made relative to homemaking in your home?
Well, I guess that it was on a larger purchases, it was both, but mostly it was left up to me to decide what was needed and how it was spent, and I knew what was there and how to manage it from then.
Did you keep the money records then?
I did for the homemaking part of it, and then we started farming in 1967. And so Ron always kept the records for the farm, and I did for the house. So we both got in on it. Mm-hmm. But as I was growing up, it was always my dad. My mother never had anything to do with it, it didn't seem. So I know when Dad died, it left her in kind of a unusual circumstance to have to worry about everything then.
Well, probably not too an uncommon
circumstance. No, I don't think at that time, you know, I don't think in my mother's age that the women did worry much about keeping the records. Mm.
Did your children have allowances?
They did when they were much younger, but when we started farming, then the kids kept track of the hours that they spent helping on the farm with the mowing and whatever they did out there, working in the garden, and then they had to kind of budget that for the rest of the year, so it was kind of a challenge for them.
I'm sure, a good lesson in management. Has the use of credit changed over the years as you've experienced it?
Oh, yes, I think it has. It's become so much easier, almost too easy, and given out maybe too freely at times. Mm-hmm. I know when our kids have been in college, the charge accounts are, they're just begging them to open charge accounts. And
do you recall whether or not your mother had a charge account in her early years of homemaking?
Yeah, I know by the time I was in high school she did. And maybe there would be a $5 payment a month or something like that to try to keep it up. Quite different than now.
Yes, that's right. Let's talk about time and required for home making. How much time did you have for volunteer activities?
Well, with five little kids, I really didn't have an awful lot. I was busy in church. I guess that was my main thing, and then I did help with Bluebirds and Campfire and Boy Scouts some, but I think a lot of my time went for helping with Ron's coaching responsibilities plus keeping up the kids and with their activities. Mm. It has changed a lot since the kids have gotten older. Now I'm probably too involved with volunteer activities, but
it does change.
It does change an awful lot. I didn't have a car either when the kids were smaller, so that makes a difference too on how much you can volunteer your time.
That's right. What groups or clubs did you belong?
Well, the church women, the LCW, and Circle, and I was in a young mother's club. What was that called? Preschool, pre-child, preschool age club anyway.
Mm-hmm. How often did they meet?
Once a month, all of them.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of hobbies or activities?
Well, I always enjoyed knitting or sewing or different crafts of many kinds. And I was in a sewing group. And
do you still do those?
I try to. I don't think I get as much done as I did when the kids were small and I had to stay home with them. But I still do enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Did you work outside the home?
Only part-time. No, odd things now and then. And then when we started farming, then I've been involved in truck driving for sugar beets and grain and everything every year.
That's certainly work outside the home.
Yeah, that's work outside the home. Being a coach's wife and a farmer's wife, there's always work out done outside the home.
Did you have any help in the home during these years, such as an extended family or?
No, I didn't.
Hired help?
No, I didn't. There were many times it would have been awfully nice.
From what you said earlier, your children certainly had responsibilities.
Yes, they did help.
For helping with both
especially
the farm
with
work.
The farming and the yard work in the summertime.
As a family, what did you do for fun or entertainment?
Going to sporting events. I think that got to be the main thing.
What sports did your husband coach?
He started out with basketball and football. He was head football coach and basketball coach in Storden, Minnesota, the first town that he taught in. And then we lived in Breckenridge, and then he was assistant football and assistant wrestling, and then he's been head football coach in Moorhead and assistant baseball and assistant football for quite a few years. So he's been very involved in big part of our life.
How are your Sundays different from other days?
More relaxed. When the kids were smaller, I always made sure I hit a big Sunday dinner, and I'd end up spending most of the day in the kitchen after church. As the kids have gotten older, we have more of a tendency to go out for Sunday dinner. It makes it much more relaxing. And this was something that Ron's folks had often done, was go out for Sunday dinner, and I was real happy when he carried that over.
But Sunday then is a special day,
yeah,
different from
is.
The others.
It's always church and paper and nap and visiting, or anyway, it's
family activities.
Mm-hmm.
How did the meals of your early homemaking days differ from the meals that you eat now, or are they different?
Oh, I think they are. I think in the early homemaking days, you always made sure that you had one big meal a day, and potatoes were always included, and gravy very often, and it was just a much bigger meal. Now there's so many convenience things, or you make something you can put in the crock pot and leave it for the day, or fix in the microwave, or you don't spend the time on it, or I don't, that I used to.
Are there some foods available now that weren't available in the your early days of homemaking?
Well, there's a lot more foods that I'm aware of, I think. Maybe they were available, but we ate so basic at home when I was growing up that I have learned a lot about food since.
What do you remember about grocery shopping when you first started shopping for food?
Oh, the first time I went shopping for food, I spent $60, and I came home, and Ron couldn't believe that I had spent all that money on food. And that bought me all the staples, the spices, you know, everything that I needed to set up a kitchen. Now I would go and maybe get 4 sacks of groceries for $60. So it really has changed. And then we did have, the stores. We did have a good Super Value store close to us. But it still is a lot different than it is today.
Mm-hmm. What about in the numbers and the kinds of food available? Is there a big change?
Oh, yes.
In what
way? A lot
way?
More variety. You didn't have any of your sugar-coated cereals, and the choice of many, many things has grown an awful lot.
What about fresh
fruits? The packaging, the packaging on fruits and the fresh fruits and vegetables that you can get now.
Has the meat counter differed any?
Oh, yes.
In what way?
Well, packaged, prepackaged. They used to have the meat counter, and you would go in and say you want 4 pork chops, and they would cut 4 pork chops for you, or tell them how much hamburger, and they might grind 3 pounds of hamburger for you, or whatever.
So,
and now you can just look at the package and decide what size and how many. And
all right, what about the frequency of shopping?
Well, I think I probably only shopped once a week at the most then, and that was because I couldn't get out to do shopping more often. Now I think you think, well, you can stop any time and pick up what you need, so I don't think I'm quite as careful about planning ahead.
Especially if you're out and about as
right.
much as you apparently are.
Uh-huh.
It's easy to stop and pick
you
up
just
as you
think,
need.
Well, I'm going to be in town, so I'll just pick it up then.
Did you ever take advantage of home milk delivery?
Yes, I still do.
Good.
We still have home milk delivery.
That is not a common...
Except that the price has changed an awful lot since we could get a gallon of milk for 75 cents in the first town we lived in, delivered.
And what is it now?
And now it's $1.15, I think, for a half gallon.
So there's been quite a
change. A change in that.
Mm-hmm. How frequent is your milk delivery now?
Once a week.
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And early, in your early days?
It was once a week
once
then,
a
too.
Week then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How much of your own food have you produced as you, over the years, as you've moved from place to place?
Since we've been on the farm, we have usually had a large garden. The last couple of years we haven't known, but I used to freeze and can. Oh, I would can over 100 quarts of tomatoes in a year and freeze lots of peas and corn and squash and can other fruits. And I did a lot of canning and freezing.
Did you have your own meat or source of meat or milk?
No, we just butchered 2 pigs this summer and that came from our own, but we never have had our own milk.
Mm-hmm. How was food kept fresh and safe to eat over the years, and how has it changed?
Well, I think when I was a sophomore in high school, we got our first refrigerator, and before then we had an ice box. And then we put the sign out every week for the iceman to stop and leave his block of ice. But since I've been married, we've had refrigerator and a freezer all the time.
So, and then you mentioned the fact that you did canning.
Yes, canning and freezing.
Freezing. Mm-hmm. So you still do that.
Yes. Uh huh.
How has the time required for food preparation changed?
It takes a lot less time, thanks to the microwave. And
that has made a great difference in time.
Right. I would give up my stove before I'd give up my microwave.
That's interesting. What was your source of water? Have you always had running water, or did you have...
We've always had running water, but we had a well on the farm until about... I suppose it's been about 8 or 10 years ago. Now we have rural water, and it's piped in, just like you have it in town.
Is that right? And how far out of town are you?
We're 10 miles.
And you have water. What is the source of your water then?
It's some deep wells that are 30 miles away, I'm sure.
And this is a rural water system?
This is a rural water system.
How long ago since that was installed?
I think it's about 10 years, somewhere between 8 and 10 years, somewhere around
That's
there.
That's certainly a new...
Oh, is it ever, because you have... Your water is so much easier to use, too. In the wells, we had the iron in the water, and it was hard on the bathtub and hard on the sink, and now we just have a real good water supply all the time.
That's interesting. Let's talk about the purchase, use, and care of clothing and household linens, an important part of a homemaker's life. Were most things purchased ready-made or homemade, as you remember them?
As I was growing up, I think I had a lot of homemade. I had a cousin that did a lot of sewing, and she would redo coats for us and redo different things. And I did some sewing for my kids when they were growing up until we got the farm, and then there just hasn't been time, I guess, to do an awful lot of that. So most of it has been purchased at the stores on sale.
Time was kind of a dictator then.
That is for sure.
You did and how you purchased these things. Keeping clothes and linens clean is a universal responsibility of homemakers. How has this changed over the years?
Well, I think it has gotten easier. The washing machine and the dryer have certainly made an impact on the care of clothes and all the different cycles you can get and the different soaps you can use and the different materials, the man-made fibers that have come about have made it so much easier, too, to keep clothes up. Although we've gone from the cotton to the polyester and back to the cotton and the ironing again. So it has changed.
Oh. Have washing machines changed?
Started out with a good old wringer washer, and now we have the nice automatic.
So how has ironing your clothing and linens changed?
Well, I guess that has... The type of the fiber has dictated that. Like I said, the polyesters you didn't have to do anything with. Wash them and hang them up and you were all done or dry them. And now we're coming back to the cottons and the ironing basket is overflowing again.
What about the kind of iron, the source of heat? Have you had experience some changes?
Well, I guess I've
that?
Always had an electric iron. So I haven't had to go...
You haven't gone through the flat iron.
I haven't gone through
iron,
the flat, no.
Kerosene irons and so on.
I have some that my aunt used to have, but I've never had to use anything like that.
Did you do a lot of mending and repair of clothing?
I did when the kids were smaller. You always had socks to mend and knees to patch and pajamas to sew up. And
What changes have you seen in the kinds of clothing worn for church, school, shopping, housework, and so on? In your
that has changed a lot. I think about when we were first married, I don't think I ever saw my mother-in-law in slacks. Even out in the garden, she still had a house dress on. And now slacks are just part of your wardrobe. You couldn't get along without them. And for church clothes, I mean, you always had church clothes, and now it's not unusual at all to see jeans in church. In school, we could never wear slacks to school unless it was a football game. And now you'd hardly see the girls ever wear skirts or dresses. But it's really more practical and warmer.
More informal in many ways, I guess. Mm-hmm. Housekeeping has been a part of homemaking over the years. And I'm wondering, how has the amount of time spent in housekeeping changed for you?
Well, I think it's there. It's always there to do. But I think you have a tendency to not worry about it quite so much because there are too many other activities that are either more fun to do or calling you to do. But I don't know about the time, I think I could spend just as much time on it now as I used to. You just tend to overlook a few more things.
So your attitude toward house cleaning has changed.
I think so.
Why?
Well, you find out that house cleaning isn't the most important thing in the world, and if you don't get it done today, it'll be there tomorrow for you.
What about this job of annual house cleaning that used to be a routine, it seems?
I think now you do it when you have the time to do it and when it needs to be done, and you don't worry about whether it's spring or fall to get it done.
What was the job you hated most to do when it came to house cleaning?
I think it had to be always the oven. It was then and is now.
It really hasn't changed
no.
over the years, then, is
I don't
that right?
think so.
What chores are considered weekly chores or daily chores? Or do you have any?
Well, I suppose dusting and vacuuming would be a weekly chore, and washing clothes seems like it got with five kids got to be a daily chore, where I'm sure some people would think of it as a weekly, and ironing probably a weekly chore, and
do you still consider vacuuming a weekly chore? Do you do it the same day every week?
No, I do it when I get time to do it.
There are certain events that certainly had an impact on homemaking. And one of those was the Depression. What were some of the problems encountered during the Depression that you recall your mother perhaps talking about?
Well, I suppose it had to be, for housekeeping problems, I don't know. I guess lack of money is really the main thing that I ever hear about as far as Depression. And having to move off the farm because there wasn't any way that they could continue to be on the farm.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the problems encountered during World War II? Do you remember?
Oh, I remember the food rationing and having to have your stamps to go to the store to get different.
Remember which foods were rationed particularly?
Well, sugar. I think sugar was one of them. And I remember nylon stockings being one where you'd have to sign up and maybe months later would get a call and say your nylons are in. And I don't know if...
What about coffee?
Coffee? Yeah, coffee I remember was something that they would talk about.
Being rationed.
But I wasn't very old in those days, so I don't remember a whole lot about it.
Let's talk now then about what impact technological developments have had on your role as a homemaker. One that comes to mind is electrical appliances. Has this impacted you greatly in your homemaking responsibility?
Very much so. I think the microwave, probably one of the biggest, and the crock pot, and the mixer. Oh, and what other? The vacuum cleaner. Not having to, those things have all aided us a lot in getting things done faster and easier and better.
What about heating systems within the home itself?
When I grew up, we had the coal bin and this furnace that you had to go and shovel coal all the time, and You dreaded the day where they would come with a load of coal because it was just that dusty. No matter how tight you tried to keep that coal bin, it seemed like the basement still got dirty from it. And then we went to the oil furnaces, which would explode once in a while and make it dirty. And now the electric heat and how clean that is. Although we've gone back to heating by wood, we have a little stove out in the farm that we do some heating with wood, so maybe we're going backwards.
Is that a supplementary heat to your regular, and you have oil then?
We have electric heat.
So there's been quite a change in heating systems over the years. Yeah. What were some of your frustrations as a homemaker?
I guess not feeling like you had enough time to get everything done. And I'm sure that that's been a frustration and always will be. Like, and then probably not having the money to do the things that you want to do. But I think time was probably the biggest frustration. Mm-hmm. Trying to keep up two homes with being in town and out on the farm and two yards, and it just was never enough time to get everything done.
So you had to set priorities then.
You sure did.
How do you feel about women working outside of the home?
I guess maybe I am from the old school as far as being home when the kids are home. But I sure have nothing against women such working outside the home, and I just, I hate to see little kids being taken out and going to babysitters. If the mother has the choice, many don't have the choice of working or not working, and then I don't. But when a mother doesn't have to be working, I just think it's awfully nice for them to be home with their kids.
Especially until they're in school.
Until they're in school.
What was your impression of such women as Eleanor Roosevelt?
Well, Eleanor Roosevelt was, let me see, when was I? I was still in grade school, I suppose, when Eleanor Roosevelt was in the news a lot. But I guess I think I respected and admired her an awful lot.
Do you remember Amelia Earhart?
No, I don't. Only hearing about her.
Only hearing about her. In what way do you think radio, television, and movies have impacted our role as homemakers?
Well, I think they have a lot. Just knowing what's going on in the world, knowing what's available out there as far as advertising. I think maybe often the TV has been used as a babysitter for us. You're busy with your work and set the kids to run on the TV. Movies, I don't know. I don't feel that they maybe have had such an impact.
This is probably a personal question, but do you have any serials that you follow?
Yes. I'm not devastated if I can't be there to watch, but I do watch Days of Our Lives. And there's a few of them. If I'm home, the TV is on.
What kind of an impact do you think that has on you as a homemaker?
Oh, I don't know that it really does.
Maybe it's a release.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, it's not the real world.
At least you hope it isn't.
I hope it isn't, right? It's not my real world anyway.
No. What changes would you like to see in your life as a homemaker?
I guess I would just like to have a nice home and be organized. My number one priority, get organized.
So you'd say that's what you'd do, or what you would change. I can't imagine that you aren't organized. But
well, maybe I will get that way now when I'm down to one house.
That'll help, I'm sure. What would you wish for your granddaughter or any young woman as they become homemakers?
Oh, I guess I would like to see them have a nice home and a nice family and be able to have the finances so they can be a mother and a homemaker and have the love and time and everything that it takes to have a nice family. And
would you say you enjoyed homemaking?
Yes, very much.